Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No one is more locked in.
From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL
than First and Pod.
Hosted by Danny Parkin
and Andrew Filippone.
You went on Cowherd's podcast, and then you started doing shots as soon as you were done. So there was a high level of sobriety when I saw you with John Middlecoff about a half hour ago. And ever since then, you've been doing like flaming Dr. Peppers and stuff.
So you're going to get my best takes?
We're getting half in the bag, Danny Parkins, right now.
Row.
Three sheets to the wind.
Row.
On the YouTube page and First and Pod.
Rome Odunze, my friend.
And I still cannot get this link out, by the way.
Okay, just copy and paste it into a tweet, Big Shot. It's not that hard. And here's the point, Pony. You said this would be an A if it happened, and it happened.
Yep.
You said he reminded you of Larry Fitzgerald. I like the Davante Adams comp. Maybe it's Drake London. Regardless, this is a very, very, very talented receiver to pair with one of the most talented quarterback prospects you and I have ever seen in our lifetime. Caleb Williams, a complete sure thing as a prospect, if there is such a thing.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't agree with that, but I'm not going to rain on your parade here.
What's the downside?
Well, I can't shake the Notre Dame game. That's the game of all his games last year I watched the most closely.
There were still impressive things in that game. Guys have bad games. It's okay.
Well, there weren't, and let's not sugarcoat it. He was awful in that game.
He was awful. He was awful.
Yes. So there's right. And that's the game I watched the closest. So I'm scarred by it. But you have 20 other games you can look at and see wild plays and everything else. The game
I can give you a 46-1 touchdown to interception ratio in the red zone the last 2 years. I can give you zero interceptions on third or fourth down the last 2 years on 199 pass attempts. I could give you no one in college football has more touchdowns the last 3 years. He had 120. Only Bo Nix and Sam Hartman had over 100. I mean, this guy is an excellent prospect walking into an excellent situation, and he just added an excellent wide receiver.
Well, yeah, that's why there's no excuses. I mean, the Bears, in my opinion, I believe the win total was set before the draft at 8.5. They need to be a winning team. If they're not, if they don't win 9 games or 10 games and make the playoffs, because the Vikings have a quarterback issue.
Your massive Packers, disappointment.
Yeah, right. The Packers
Massive
and Lions.
Disappointment.
I think Eberflus will get fired if they don't make the playoffs this year. Unless like Caleb Williams looks like God and but if everything else goes bad, he's going to get blamed for it because he's a defensive coach. So
yeah, I mean the GM loves him and said gave him a huge ringing endorsement. Things would have to go very, very poorly in order for him to get fired. There's a ton of pressure on Shane Waldron, but I think this team is in an excellent, excellent situation. I, of course, I'm a little biased, but let's be honest here. This is an incredible quarterback prospect going into a crazy situation. The Bears, my entire lifetime, it was said that wide receivers are where Chicago is where wide receivers go to die. The Bears franchise leader in receiving yards. Do you know it?
It's not Brandon Marshall, is it?
It is not.
Is it Willie Gault?
It is not. It is Johnny Morris, who has just over 5,000 receiving yards. 5,000, Pony. 5,000.
Well, for a career receiving yards leader. Before his rookie contract is up, he should be the Bears' leading receiver.
They have the best wide receiver trio in the NFL.
They do. I don't disagree with that.
Allen and Moore is a top three or four duo. They have the best trio in the NFL. But let's move on, because then there was a run on two quarterbacks here. You and I both would have taken Drake May over Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels goes 2, Drake May goes 3. What do you think the difference was for Washington with Daniels?
Apparently that Top Golf visit where they, Top Golf is not a sponsor of our show yet, but it is very expensive. So maybe those guys were, wined and dined there and very impressed by the chicken tender layout and potato skins and hitting golf balls into targets. But what impressed them? I'll go back to what was said on the broadcast tonight, that he had the best 2023 tape of any quarterback. Caleb Williams had a better career, the Heisman Trophy winner the year before. Daniels had the best QBR in college football last year. He won the Heisman Trophy. He's the only quarterback in college football history, I believe, with 12,000 passing yards and 3,000 rushing yards. So what he did with Neighbors and what he did with Thomas Jr. and what he did in that Brian Kelly system, that offense there, is what got him to the number 2 pick from what would have been a day 3 selection had he come out of college the year before. So that was the difference. Plus Drake May had a difficult, trying season at times. His top wide receiver was suspended. His top wide receiver from the year before got drafted by the Colts. He was hit or miss, hot and cold. And so you add that up. And I think the Commanders took another RG3, except I think this guy's kind of a poor man's version of RG3, in my opinion. I would have taken May. I think May will still end up being the best quarterback from this draft, even though he probably is in a situation where quarterbacks do go to die.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be better than Caleb.
Offensive line.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be better than Caleb, but let's go on the graphic to May. Why I would have taken May is, so you talk about how the Notre Dame game stuck out with you on the negative side. The Duke game stuck out with me on the positive side for Drake May. It was unbelievable playmaking, and a lot of it was unconventional. Like, dude just figured out a way to make plays. And for Daniels, he makes a lot of plays. He's crazy accurate, but there's not a ton of stuff that's off schedule and improvisational. And that's the type of thing that gives you a really high ceiling in the NFL. I know Drake May needs to work on his footwork and all that sort of stuff, but if they do build around him correctly, that dude's just a baller. And he can throw the ball over the mountain like Uncle Rico. So I think that with the right coaching and the right guys around him, it can take some time. But I do think that the Josh Allen and Justin Herbert comps are there. Obviously, Allen, it took him 2 years to start showing real progress in his third year when they gave him Diggs. He had good coaching from Dable. Was great instantly, but he had Keenan Allen and Mike Williams and others around him in LA. So it's going to have to be most likely the Josh Allen route. I would not play Drake May if I was New England for the vast majority of this year. Teams seem to not do that very often, but I would not play him. I would play Jacoby Brissett, work on the footwork, be bad, and give him a top 10 player either on the line or at receiver in next year's draft. I would not play Drake May if I was New England.
Mel Kiper said, just like you there, he has a lot of Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert irritates me sometimes because he gets universally praised for never having won anything and shrinking in some big moments. If there's Justin Herbert in this guy, he should have been the number 2 pick over Daniels. So I like him a lot. And I think you're right. He'll do well to wait behind Jacoby Brissett for a while there. Put him on the Jordan Love plan. All right, Marvin Harrison Jr. went 4th here. Danny, I think he's going to be an all-time great, just like his old man. I like the point that his numbers stayed the same. It was static production from C.J. Stroud to Kyle McCord, who is now at our alma mater. So the quarterback play goes from potentially the best quarterback under 25 years old in the sport to a player that is now at our alma mater, and the numbers did not diminish whatsoever.
I loved that Arizona didn't trade down. I thought that they were a prime trade down candidate, even though they had a ton of draft picks just because of how much they moved around last year. Their GM seems to be very creative, but they were just like, no, we're going to take a guy who we know is going to be awesome. There's basically no scenario that exists in which Marvin Harrison Jr. is not excellent. And so they just said, we'll take the best non-quarterback in the draft. Maybe he's the best player in the draft. It's obviously in play, despite the fact that I want that to be Caleb Williams. Adding blue chip players is never a bad thing. And they have so many draft picks. They really didn't need to trade down. They probably only would have done it if they would have been blown away for a QB. And we'll get to the QB situation here in a few minutes. But I there's no way to give this pick anything other than an A. He's an excellent player, and it's a strong pick. Joe Alt to the Chargers with the fifth overall pick. Man, Harbaugh's got a type. This is a Harbaugh pick. They have Rashawn Slater, and it did not faze him that they lost Keenan Allen and Malik Nabers was there. I know you don't like Alt, but Harbaugh really does want to pound the rock and be dominant up front. I know a lot of people were saying this was going to be the thing based on the style. I know that people were mocking J.C. Latham to them today, and the odds maker said that. So people were on it that Harbaugh was going to take an offensive lineman.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay. I'm surprised. I would not have done it. I would have taken Nabers.
He's got an old school way of wanting to build a football team. And he decided to go with a player who's not even a blindside protector and has played exclusively left tackle at Notre Dame the last couple of years. He elected to do that instead of getting weapons for his elite quarterback, for his star quarterback. And it's just, hey, I guess it proves that, like, if you give a quarterback the option, is he's going to choose protection over the guys he's throwing the ball to. I think it's such a milquetoast pick. I think it's such a, like, let's find the high floor guy and he's safe, even though he's going to be playing out of position. And let's just make sure for the first time in his career that Justin Herbert doesn't get murdered. And we're not dealing with, like, ribs puncturing organs and him, like, having fingers that are bent the wrong way, like Brian Baldinger or whatever. Like, let's do that, which I get, but you passed, in my opinion, on a potentially transcendent player to take a guy who projects to me, like, just because this will resonate with you. It's a different position, but it's like you took the Cody Whitehair of offensive tackles. You took a guy who you're like, oh, he's solid and we never have to worry about him, but you're never going to act like he's great. I don't think they got a great player with this pick. I think they got a solid player.
They need to with the fifth overall pick, but I respect a coach who has a type, even when he goes from the Big Ten to the AFC West, where he has to keep up with Patrick Mahomes if he wants to win. But you keep Herbert upright, maybe he's good enough. I certainly think that he is, that he can make a lot of guys good. Malik Nabers, will both give this an A+. I mean, you called him that. If you said if he goes to New York, he's going to be Odell Beckham Jr. So he goes to New York, and he's probably going to have a massive commercial appeal there.
Yeah, and I respect the Giants for doing this, because now it makes the decision-making process with Daniel Jones, I believe, easier. You give him a weapon. They have not had a 1,000-yard receiver since OBJ left. That's how, you know, disgusting the wide receiver play has been for the Giants. We don't know what's going on with Darren Waller. He's got all personal life issues now again, apparently. And so you can get out of the contract with Jones after this year. So it's put up or shut up time for him. I get it. The quarterback crop, at least on the surface, does not look as promising next year. But I like taking the guy who was more productive than Ja'Marr Chase and Jefferson in college and is faster. Danny, his, like, the splits on him speed-wise are Tyreek Hill-esque.
Dude, hey, listen, the guys who can take a slant 6 yards and take it 60 is a quarterback's best friend. And that guy has that all over his tape. His yards after the catch is ridiculous.
Right.
So I basically see no way that he busts. I love the pick. I was going nuts when the Titans pick came in and they passed on Odunze.
Because they got caught with their pants down is what happened here. They should have traded back. They should have just let the clock run. They should have taken it down to 1 second here. They just went with Latham because they thought all along that Alt would be there. He was not. And they're like, oh, crap, we still need an offensive lineman.
But it's not like Alt went six. It's not like Alt went six.
You had time.
You had plenty of time if your theory is correct. Like, I get you. People like him. He shot up boards. I don't think that
he did not shoot up boards. No.
You're right. He shot up on the odds makers today, and Peter Schrager, who does the sourced mock draft, put him up really high. He put him at fifth to the Chargers.
Right, but that was the only team in the top 10 that he was linked to was LA. No other team would have taken
one thing that we do every year in the top 10 other than the mock drafts are this, and then a team did good if a guy who was mocked at 13th, they get him at 10. And if the guy was mocked at 9 and you take him at 6, you overdrafted him. Or it could be that the mock drafters are wrong. You know, like, so taking an offensive lineman to protect Levis is one thing, but I am just, they traded away AJ Brown. He ends up being amazing. Like, investing, like, I don't know why modern teams don't figure out that, or that GMs don't figure out in the modern NFL, skilled position players are more impactful than blockers. They just are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.